go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Because that's what we got to do in order to have a show.
Yes, sir.
Britt, you are here.
Aki, aki.
Now, you're on a hot seat.
I know. I'm not ready for this one.
You better be ready. You had enough time.
I did, but I didn't.
Well, we're going to find out tonight.
What time did you send me this shit?
It was over 6 hours ago. 5 hours ago.
It was, but I was out supporting my homegirl. So.
I love support. I love your homegirl, but we're here now. If she won't smoke too, pull up.
Nah.
All right.
Nobody else want that smoke.
All right, because we're going to start the first one off. Shout out to Forget That, yo. We love you. I was on a lady's show.
Were you? I never know when they got a show because they be MIA for like 13 years.
Well, here's the thing. They've been back for a couple of weeks now because they're recording through a different app.
I saw that.
Yeah, they're not uploading it. I don't know why they're not uploading it to the other DSPs, but it's just through the app. You know, no more sound effects and shit like that. No more ad libs, none of that. But they are back. I mean, they Michael Jordan with the 4-5, with the 4-5 is. Like, he back, but it's like, ugh. Until niggas come back to Apple, you know, it is what it is. You niggas is looking like Walmart right now.
Ooh, blow, okay. Blow.
That's what it's looking like. Mm-hmm. I mean, they still got the same Republican views. That's still there. They kind of act different, though. I don't even lie to you. They kind of act different when I'm near. It's like, like when I'm near, they change up the tune. It's not much hate, or it's not enough vinegar on the hate. You know, they kind of tone it down a little bit. But when I'm gone, oh man, it's all kind of conservative views. And Stone know better, because like, really, nigga. But nonetheless, we are here. Shout out to Britt. This is Britt or That. Okay.
Britt or That. I like that.
Now, we're going to start off with the reason I was bringing up Forget That, Yo, is because they had a segment called, well, they still do, called This or That.
This or That.
And it's going to go like this. Britt, I have already asked this question, and it's a tough one. I had to test it out. I had to.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like it's pretty effective. Let's lock in.
Mm-hmm.
You, my friend, you inherit $800 million, but you can only spend it on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or live a mediocre life all the way through retirement. But every single friend and family member that you care about and that you truly love, oh, I'm talking about they prosper. They excel. They eating. They big time winning. Which one are you choosing?
Now, just to clarify, when you say I can only spend it on myself.
Yes. All every receipt got to be counted for, too.
Kind of like Brewster's Millionaire. Just it's only on myself.
It's only on you. Everything that you buy, everything that you purchase has to be for you.
Okay. I am choosing the mediocre life because I would have friends and family I surround myself with that would put me on.
They can't put you on.
No, you didn't say that.
I did.
You did not. You said I could not spend on them. You never said they couldn't put me on. And I'm not saying they give me money. I'm saying they allow me opportunities or include me in things. You never said.
Well, y'all niggas stay trying to find a loophole. Let me tell you what Marcy said. She said she gonna purchase a lot of businesses and employ them.
That's smart.
That's a loophole.
That is a loophole.
That's a loophole.
Look, that Virgo, we find ways.
Y'all niggas is strange. All right, next one. Check the scenario.
No. What are you picking?
Oh, they just want to put me on the hot seat. Why you? Hey, judge call you up. You point your finger at me, huh, Nino Brown?
I just want to know, Mr. Capricorn, what are you picking?
It was a tough one. It was a tough one. 800 mil, though. Let me get that. Let me get that. And I'm basically do the same thing.
Now, I agree. If I'm doing the 800 mil, that's how I do it.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like still I'd be too selfish. I don't know.
Not with that amount of money, it's impossible. Me knowing you, 800 million, that's impossible for you to be selfish.
But you can't spend it on anybody but yourself.
Right, but we just found a loophole. We just found two loopholes. And I was going to fight.
Can that actually work, though?
If you buy the businesses? Yeah, absolutely. You just can't, like, so you just going to purchase a business and just let it die?
No, I'm not saying that.
Yeah, like, I can go ahead and purchase Twitter and just tell 12 Cal to run it. I'm giving back. He's running a 44, well, it sold for 44 bill, so that means I would probably have to buy it for at least double that.
I mean, because living a mediocre life, living a mediocre life, though, I'm not broke. I'm just mediocre. I'm a square. I'm chilling. I'm cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not mad at that either.
Yeah, I'm not mad at neither. I can find a reason to do either one.
And then that means everybody around me is prospering. They're happy, too. So, I mean,
all right.
Yeah.
You got your answer.
I think either loophole is a good choice, but I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I think I might rather have that 800 million loophole.
Yeah, but I don't know. I like both.
Buy a lot of chicken with that. Give me that chicken. Mm-mm. All right, so check the scenario. You wake up tomorrow, is 1992. What did you do today? What did you watch today? What did you eat today? And what made today special?
Now, is it a weekday or is it a weekend?
Well, you know you got to make it a Saturday morning.
Perfect. Okay, so you wake up on a Saturday morning, you got cereal. Cereal and his Lucky Charms. And watching cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
DuckTales.
There you go.
Right. And
wait, real quick. I'm sorry, but I need to ask this question. Did you ever watch Pepper Ann?
No, we've talked about this before.
Damn, that must have been a long time ago. But me and Marcy just found out that Pepper Ann came out in 97.
That's crazy.
It don't sound right, but she said it came out in 97. That's some bullshit.
Let's see. So Lucky Charms, DuckTales. I don't remember what else came on in the morning. Maybe an episode, a rerun of like Fraggle Rock. I don't know. And let's see. What else did I eat? I don't know. All I know is later on in the day when mom got off work after I hung up with my grandparents all day, it was Snick at Night. So we had pizza.
Snick at Night was fire. Niggas was in the house.
And we watched Clarissa Explains It All.
She was fire. I would.
Roundhouse.
I didn't get into that.
Oh, I loved Roundhouse. Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Fire.
Yeah, all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that
Afraid
shit.
Of the Dark was fire. That, Goosebumps, mm-hmm. Erie, Indiana, all that shit had me. I mean, that's child's play compared to what I watched, what I grew up watching. But that was something else, you know, mm-hmm. with the lights off in your parents' room watching that, it could get a little crazy. That yeah.
Yep.
Shout out to and Sam. Then they had a lineup too. That was the only lineup. I'm sitting here, right now. Snick at Night versus TGIF. Nigga, that's a head up fade, and I can't tell you who gonna win out of that one. That's a tough one.
For me, it was Snick.
Yeah. TGIF had a fire lineup though. Niggas was in the house on Friday night. Like yeah. we went to go get food surrounding that. I remember Chinese food, house fried rice.
I think for me, it'd be Snick, though.
Okay. I mean, I ain't mad at it. Mm-hmm. Count one on one. We hold you in our hearts.
Yeah, salute your shorts.
Yeah, that shit fire, man. Fire. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, but I need to know before we get out of this one, what made that special? What made that day special?
Well, because I'd get to hang out with my Nana and my grandpa all day. And then when my mom get off work, then it was just time with her. And we got to, basically, we'd fall asleep in her bed. And she had one of those big California kings. And, you know, sleeping in your mom's bed was like the ultimate. So, yeah.
Yeah. No doubt.
Because I was 7 then. Like, well, Bailey, I was still very young.
Yeah, Bailey is 9 and she, you know. That's our roommate.
So, yeah. Well, I do it too.
It's what it is. Mm-hmm. We got a hot pick. I need you to pick out of the two, and you don't need no explanation. Just say it with some extra on your chest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Who is the better running back overall? Emmitt Smith?
Barry motherfucking Sanders.
There we go.
Before you could even get it out, it's Barry motherfucking Sanders.
God damn, and that's his whole name, Barry motherfucking Sanders, okay? With no explanation. Let's move it along. All right. Pick two of your favorite states and mesh them together. Now, if you don't like the full state, or the full states, because, you know, it can get crazy in some states, you know. Then you can just narrow it down to your two favorite cities. And you got to merge them together. And then you got to explain why.
Okay, so. All right, I had a hard time with this one. Mm-hmm. But I merged I merged a city into a state. I just took a city from another state and put it in a state. Can I do that?
Wait, what?
So instead of two states or two cities, I took a city and I added it to a state.
Okay, she flipped it. Wait, hold on. Let me look.
You gonna allow that or no?
Wait, let me. I'm judges. Are you one of them? Got an attitude, but all right, cool. Yeah, they said go ahead.
All right,
they said don't let that shit happen again.
Man, of course it's Cali, right? Of course.
Wait, so but Cali, Cali the state?
The state.
Okay.
Yes. And I'm going to throw Minneapolis into that shit.
You throwing Minneapolis in Cali? Wow, where are you going to put it at?
Probably in the middle. Somewhere in the middle.
That's crazy.
But the reason why... is music.
Wait, when you say the middle, what do you mean the middle? Because technically the Bay Area is the middle, right?
Nah, Bay is more north.
But there's a further north than
there,
that.
There is a further north than that.
Yeah, because...
But I'm talking like...
We hop on a
Mac
flight.
Deb.
That flight to the Bay Area is like an hour and some change.
Look, let's just replace Bakersfield.
Damn.
With Minneapolis.
Yo, shout out to my brother. Yo, hey, we're not gonna shout out to my sister Ebony Essence, my brother Brandon Jamal. They was born and raised in Bakersfield. Damn, they say you gotta go. That the whole grapevine. Damn, and the frogs.
Yeah.
All right, so Minneapolis is inside Southern California. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. But you gotta explain why, though.
Solely off of music.
Okay.
My music taste is Cali and Minneapolis.
Okay.
I mean, that's Prince. That's Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, mm-hmm. the time. Mm-hmm. You know, Prince, all that. So... yeah, that alone.
Ain't Men Condition from there?
I think so.
They from somewhere.
Hold on, let me look this up. Hold on.
Yeah, they from somewhere over there.
Minneapolis artists. Oh, I'm going to pull this up real quick before we get past this.
Men Condition. Yeah, they from Minnesota.
There you go.
They from Minnesota, yeah. I know they're somewhere over there.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
shout out. Strictly off of music alone.
Mm.
Right? I don't need nothing else.
I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. All right. Moving along. We got a life changer. This part of the show, people, is called Life Changer. Okay? Mm-hmm. And it go a little something like this. If you woke up tomorrow, in your freshman year in high school, right? But you do know the knowledge and the pain and joy and your past experiences. How would you change your life to prevent repeats? So basically, you waking up as a ninth grader and you go through that whole... You turn into big 4-0 this year, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to have... you're going to have 40 years of memory stored into that 13, 14-year-old kid. With the pain comes the joy, and then both of those and under one umbrella called experience. How does that change your life? Or what would you change, or what would you do to prevent from repeating the same experience?
Well, simply put, is the title of your show this week. Fuck 'em.
Uh-huh. That's a great title, by the way.
It is. Truly is. But yeah, the simple fact of just fuck 'em. Who cares what they think? Who cares what they say? And that goes for shit. My stepdad, people at school.
Well,
like,
damn. Yeah. Push a T?
Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, I've said it to, I think I said
I
it
hate
on
the way you walk, the way they do. God damn, out the gate. Hey, listen, that's crazy how she just went. She went straight. That's why I fucked your bitch. You
jug.
God damn, out the gate. All right, go ahead. My bad.
But I've mentioned it on a show of mine, I think, and I know I've just talked about this personally, but my stepdad and I never got along. He always had something to say about whatever I did, and it kept me from doing a lot of things.
I think about that often, too, which is weird. Is that weird?
What?
That I think about it?
I don't know. Is it?
Like, every 3.5 months, I'm like, man, fuck that nigga. And I, and I got, like, this Peter Griffin look stuck in my head.
But the eyes go off to the side. What are you talking about?
just every, like, in about 4 more months, I'm gonna be like, man, bitch ass nigga. and then after that, it's gonna be like waiting till like December.
Yeah, I don't know if it's weird that you think about that. I don't know. But I would definitely I would tell myself, you know, you got to just do what you want to do. Yeah. It does not matter what they think, what they say. Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. Mm-hmm. Oh, and don't worry about having a boyfriend in high school.
Damn.
You don't need that shit.
You don't need, don't even do it.
Nope. Don't do it. Nah.
All right. Great answer. Yes. All right. Next one. Oh, I love this one.
Yeah. This
when I
good.
Tell you, I when I said, "Oh, it's time to get some shit," outside. Nigga, this is called, for all the listeners, especially all you ugly people in the back, I want y'all to listen up. This is called Tubi. Yubi. Yo, Tubi, if you hear this, if you listening to this at Tubi, I created that, okay? Tubi, Yubi. Holla at me. I need, come on, we can work together. All right. This is Name Your Tubi Movie. And I need 5 cast members. Mm-hmm. That's a part of the story and a plot twist.
Okay.
I need that cast. I need 5. 5 solid ones, not including you. We are in you. Whether you want to be Spike Lee or you want to be actually in the movie, that's on you. But I need 5.
But 5 including the person playing me, right?
No. This is not. You're not picking real actors. You're picking 5 people that you know that's going to be in the Tubi.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You didn't clarify that. You just said 5 cast members.
You're not about to get no A listeners coming down to this movie, Britt.
No, you didn't clarify that shit. Man.
Angela Jo Bassett is not. Come on.
She's on my list, too.
I know. You know, I know. Come on, man. I know where you're going with this, man.
Angela Bassett,
alphabetical order.
You did not clarify that. All you said was name your Tubi movie, and I need 5 cast members with the story plot. That's all you said.
One of my bad traits is assuming that you know what the hell I'm talking about. And that's on me. And
that's some Capricorn shit.
It is. It is. So guess what? With that minor mistake that I'm not going to, beat myself over with, I'm going to help you. You at least give me 3, I'm going to give you 2. And I'll go first. Stone is in the movie.
No. I mean, it would work with my plot.
Yeah. And to make it even more difficult for you.
That nigga get on my nerves.
Stone is in the movie. J-Boog is in the movie.
Okay. I can work with that. Damn. Okay. So J-Boog gonna play me.
Brit,
I'm gonna do that. What?
You are in the movie.
You know,
J-Boog is in the movie.
Fine.
She's in the movie as J-Boog. Stone is in the movie as himself. He doesn't need to be an actor. He is already a character.
As himself.
Yes.
Fine. Just go pick all my cast members.
Fine.
Go.
We got J-Boog. We got Stone. We got 12 Cal. How many is that? That's 3?
Yep.
Or 4? What did I say?
J-Boog, Stone, 12 Cal.
12 Cal. Lish.
Okay.
And, ooh, this is going to be the good one. We are going to go with, God damn it, Britt.
Well, God damn you. I picked cast members. You just didn't clarify.
All right, give me 1 celebrity then. They on bad terms now, so they in this film.
They on bad terms?
Like, you know how it is. They, you know, what you call it? Vivica Fox. They went from, you know, being a criminal crop to just, why did you go get a BBW? Not Angela Bassett.
No, it's not. I'm trying to pick between these because I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to change this plot real quick.
Okay.
Okay, I'm changing it. We're going to put Chuck D in there.
What?
Right? I had a good ass cast and you fucking blew it for me.
No, okay, so what, you know what? I'm interested.
No.
No, you gotta say it now. I already got 2 out of the 3. I mean 2 out of the 5, right?
Yeah.
I just need the 3 more.
But see, I was gonna have somebody play me.
Okay, that's fine. I'm rolling with it. Action.
So you saying you need the other 3?
Give me the other 3.
Zendaya.
Okay.
Method Man. And Big Boy, not Outkast Big Boy, but Big Boy's
Power
neighborhood 106? Big Boy. Yes.
Okay. All right. Break this down. I'm
okay. Okay. So let's go with my cast, then you can fit in who would be who, okay?
Okay.
So the title of the movie is called Hear Me Out.
Hear Me Out.
Yes.
Coming out and September 18th.
Yep. So Zendaya is me.
I knew that.
Method Man plays my boyfriend turned ex-boyfriend because he was shitting on my dreams.
Yeah, and his nickname is Meth. You're not going to go too far dating a man like that.
Big Boy plays himself.
Big Boy. Oh, right, as a radio personality?
As a radio personality. Okay. Hear me out.
Gotcha.
And Angela Bassett is my mom.
Fire.
And Chuck D is somebody who works at the radio station who keeps giving me shit saying I can't make it. And I'm trying to get my way into...
So is he like a coworker or something?
No. No, he works for a radio station.
No, he works. So does he work with Big Boy?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
Opposing station. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm one of those people trying to get my name out there.
Oh, so he's just hating. He's just a Stephen A. Smith.
He's just hating. But he's low key, he's putting me through the ringer to see if I actually want it.
Gotcha.
So I think Chuck D would play that pretty well.
Okay. All right, that'd be a heel. Yeah. That'd be a heel character for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But then Angela Bassett being my mom supporting me, blah blah blah. You know, because she plays that supporting role very well.
Yeah.
That mother role very well.
She has nice legs.
You get on my nerves.
She does.
So now that you hear that and you hear my cast, who would be who?
Shit. Stone, definitely Chuck D.
Yep, that's who I... When you said Stone, I was like, oh, I know who he'd be.
Yeah. 12 Cal is going to be Big Boy. Mm-hmm. Jay Boog is going to be your mother. Did I see your mother?
Maybe she'd be older sister then.
Oldest... No, you know what?
Oh, Lish?
Lish.
Mm-hmm. We said well, Lish.
Well,
no,
Lish would have to. Let me see. Lish should play you.
She could.
Okay.
Who are we missing?
Who are
12
we?
Kyle, Stone, J Boog, Lish. Who else did you say?
Damn.
Oh, dang.
Wait a minute, Stone. J Boog, Lish.
Wow, our memory's that bad. Did we even say another person?
Oh no. We tripping. No, remember the fifth spot was an actual actor or actress. Remember? But you never broke down the story or anything like that. Remember?
Okay.
We left the fifth spot open, I said, but not anybody besides... This is before you even told me about Chuck D.
Okay.
I said no Angela Bassett because I had already guessed her.
Gotcha. Okay. Look.
Yeah.
Look, this tripping. Is what happens when we record late at night.
Yeah. We over here tripping. Okay. Oh, but we... what is it called?
Hear Me Out.
Oh, yeah. Hear Me Out. My fault. Coming out September 18th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. Can I throw in a quick little curveball?
Sure.
Who's the producer? Or who's the director?
Of the Tubi movie?
Yeah.
That's
a good one.
I'm going to go with Hype Williams.
Okay. I was going to go Be Honest.
Sorry, I like Hype Williams cinematography, so we going with that. Give a little belly twist on it.
There we go. Oh, snap. So where you walking in at? Where y'all walking at? With the neon light, where y'all going to be at? Ready? Are you ready?
Damn, that's a good question.
What's going on?
Man, please don't. No, you know what? It's not even walking in. It's driving down a freeway at night.
Oh, okay.
Slow-mo.
Slow-mo. Who in the car with you?
Me, myself, and I.
Okay, there you go. All personalities on deck. Final. Last call. This is called the last call, Britt.
Mm-hmm.
I need for yous to give me three people in your life that you would want on my show, and you have to come up with the topic.
See, I'm not even going to lie. I couldn't figure this one out. I couldn't.
You have 5 hours, people.
I had plans.
34 minutes.
Whatever. I had plans.
29 seconds.
And then I took a quick nap before we
started. You know niggas recording. Take a nap.
Mm-hmm. When you hitting that 40, you got to take naps.
You know she took a nap.
Let's see. Because here's what I low-key thought about. But I just couldn't think of a topic. But I thought it would have been dope for it to be Zai, Bailey, and Marcy.
Them on a podcast?
Yes.
Dear Lord.
Right?
What would that even consist of? I know. Look, Roblox is going to be brought up in that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Ooh. I would want to hear. I don't know. No, you know what? Marcy ain't going to do no show. Let's put Case on there instead. Case, Zai, and Bailey.
Oh, my God. You talking about the... that's a mixture of just sugar, goofy, and antisocial.
Yeah. And you going to talk about the ultimate Nerf gun war.
Oh, yeah. Usually, Bailey is... she's on the opposite team. She's been a op. You know, me and her on it's like Park Hill versus who's Park Hill going up against? Wu-Tang shit. We was beefing though. We was definitely beefing, but she like Marcy just keep getting like her and Marcy is like they just rival gangs.
Mm-hmm.
And Bailey shot her in the eye in the same spot twice.
That's funny because Zai shot his dad in the eye a long time ago. And that shit was funny.
Man.
I mean, it was from across the room and got him right in the eye. Yeah. It was no close range shot. Zai's a beast.
And she don't even be doing damage with like the assault rifles that we be having. We be having, you know, we got the little jail balls
and
rapid fire. She be coming out of here with this one shooter. Pop. Getting the job done though. Teaching them early.
That's just what I came up off the top of my head, but like that one was really tough for me. And I think that's because, like I've talked about before, my chosen family is y'all. So, I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about Zazie Beetz?
Oh, Lord.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know. Why are you asking? Because of your episode?
No, just a random question.
Because I'm responding.
This is a random question. I thought she was a phenomenal domino In the X-Men movie. No, Deadpool. She was Domino in Deadpool, yeah.
I mean, she's cool.
Okay, just checking.
That's all right, I'm going to respond.
I just, phenomenal, you know what I mean? Just different. It's different.
You always trying to start some shit.
She was born in Germany.
That's cool. She ain't the only one that's been born overseas. Yeah. Are you using that as a one-up?
No, I'm just saying, she, you know, that's what makes her so different.
Mm-hmm. She's young.
She's like about 33.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How are you so good at that? Or did you already know that?
It was just a guess.
Because anytime we've ever had a show and we've talked about ages, you always get it right.
I'd just be guessing. I might be good at this. I may have been here before. I built those pyramids.
You might have. Mm-hmm. You might have. Shout out to that. But yeah, your list, I know you were trying to ruffle some feathers and whatnot, but
no,
nah.
There was no ruffling of the feathers.
There was.
It was clearly stated in the episode. And how the episode transpired and how it broke down is exactly what the world needed, because it's exactly what the world is. You don't get the madness of March without the madness. Duh.
Mm.
Duh. But look, I want y'all to cook. I want to inspire y'all to make a boring ass the ranked number one team versus the number two team. Go ahead. We know the outcome. It's like watching a Hallmark movie. We know the ending. Soon as it come on. A number one seed is going to win. A number two seed is going to win. You got to give it some flavor. We just finished having a phenomenal show about crushes. And you know what I mean? And it's like, how dare y'all forget how the game go? How dare y'all? Huh? Y'all gave up on crushing on people. Y'all don't know how to talk to people out there, okay? You got people out here talking about you need to be this tall, you got to make this amount of money, and they got a mattress that's on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
The nerve.
Or an air mattress that you wake up on the floor.
And you got to get, you average about 4 or 5 air mattresses. Why? Because you keep poking a hole in it. You be letting your little cousins jump on it. And you want a man to make 7, 8 figures. You ain't never seen that before.
Mm-mm.
Stop it. Sorry. Stop acting like y'all don't know how the game goes. Stop acting like Mercer. What is it, Mercer? Beat Duke? Mercer? Huh? Y'all want to talk about upsets? Talk about that. Remember Duke got put out of the tournament early on a couple of years ago, playing around? And y'all want to act like y'all don't know what upsets is. Huh? Shame on y'all. Holly Berry will be upset at y'all right now.
Mm-hmm.
Shame on y'all. But y'all go ahead and y'all do what y'all have to do. It's not my fault Britt picked Barry Sanders. We all did, because common sense is common sense. The eye test showed nobody like that stiff ass running back over there in Dallas. Nobody. Shame on y'all.
Lord.
Britt, you want to let the people know where they can find you at?
Oh. You can find me on whatever the fuck that app is called, Twitter, X, Britty 18. I try to be on Blue Sky. And look, I got to look that shit up because I'm never on there. It's Britty
so
is the handle.
So peaceful over there, though. It's real peaceful.
So it's cricket peaceful over
it's
there.
Like going to Target. Yeah, even though we're not supposed to be going to Target. Wait, is it done yet?
I don't know, but I ain't. I just...
Listen, we boycott Target, but we know the difference between Target and Walmart, okay? Mm-hmm. I feel like if you go to Walmart more than once in a week, you may have missed a day of showering, just like how y'all said about Zaza.
Ooh.
That's Walmart vibes. Walmart vibes gives me pajamas
and bonnets.
Oh, them bonnets is elite, especially in Walmart. All the bold women be in Walmart. They gonna press you. All the bold ones is there. Target, I like the air conditioning is better. All right, it's less shit up in there. You go to Walmart, they got a whole camping section. Tires.
Yeah, they got tires.
Fishing rods. Come on, man. Y'all got Nerf guns and real guns. Bikes hanging everywhere. What?
Whole garden section.
You got a whole ass home improvement section. 97% of y'all customers come in there with their pajamas on. And 62% of them been into a fight.
Yep, and the slippers where they've been walking on the outside.
And it's a nasty ass Burger King up in there too. And get Gerald away from the door. He's not gonna catch me. Sometimes I just ball up my receipt and throw it away and just tell him I ain't got one, just to see what he gonna do.
Yeah, quick check my receipt. I got three things.
Gerald, if you don't get out of my face. Y'all.
And that's if they even say anything to you, because half the time they don't. They just stare at you and watch you walk away.
Yeah. Y'all supposed to do just like the Costco employees. Y'all supposed to sit up there and act like y'all counting everything. Y'all don't even be counting. One time I gave a nigga my receipt. He started pointing with his finger. It went nowhere near my receipt. Then he said, okay. And then he just, and all y'all slick ones, I like to draw the little happy face. Sit down somewhere. Y'all getting too goddamn happy with that highlighter. Standing next to that filthy ass, greasy ass Burger King.
Yes.
Baskets is just skipping. You've been having a bad 70% of y'all baskets is on flat.
On flat.
You can hear niggas coming down the aisle.
That one wheel just shaking.
Sick of y'all. And y'all got one of the loudest goddamn candle aisles in America. Cut it down. Smelling like prostitution perfume.
Wow.
Weak ass candles.
Nigga, how you know what prostitution perfume smell like?
I've had a pass. Judge me. All right. I'm not done. Y'all still got TVs from the 90s that y'all selling in that bitch.
The boxed ones.
Yeah, the heavy ones.
Mm-hmm. The ones that are front heavy.
The ones that you...
towards the front.
Y'all got
over.
Them TVs. That Y'all got them TVs like at the time when niggas was getting chicken pox.
Oh, my God. Do people get chicken pox no more?
No.
I don't...
No, they didn't change that. Everything was a lie.
Everything was a lie. I don't hear nothing about chicken pox. Look, I work in a school, and I ain't heard a case of chicken pox yet.
Kids don't know no shit about chicken pox. I got 6 permanent chicken pox scar tattoos on me.
I got one on my face.
Calamine lotion, nigga, that was my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
That shit used to be cold. That shit was -1 degrees when my mama put that shit on my body. nigga walking around looking like a Pepto-Bismol.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sick of this stuff. Sick of this. Look. All this started because Britt brought up Zazie. Beautiful woman. Y'all
I brought her
hating.
Up.
Shame
nigga,
on
I
y'all.
Brought her up.
You know, and 12 Cal been under investigation ever since he said, you know, what he said about waiting to exhale. He been under investigation.
Man, that is tripping.
No,
that
call
is a fire-ass.
Call it DA.
Fire-ass soundtrack.
King Germ can't help him with that one. That's hate.
He said, I know I can't stand the movie. I don't like the soundtrack, even though I shooby-doop before in my life.
That's pure hate. You know what else he said, right? Oh, my God, let me tell you. He said, we be clubbing.
Man, he's tripping.
I don't know what's been going on with 12 Cal lately. Like, what is going on?
He drinking that shit. He drinking that, that fucked up water.
Yeah, it's got to be something. It's got to be something in that water over there.
Because, yeah, he tripping.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with my brother. I'm going to have to check in on him. Because that's it's not like him. But that's two back-to-back.
Yeah, like, look, I know Waiting to Exhale is a movie for women, right? But it's not a bad movie.
It's a classic movie.
Yes.
When he threw that orange at her.
Yo, bitch.
He said, you old raggedy
bitch.
He said, you got a son. He, yeah, he's almost 13. What? Come on, man.
I take you to meet my mama.
That's one of the last great, great last times we seen Whitney, and she was, you know, the Whitney
normal.
You know what I'm saying? Classic black women.
Before she was openly cracked out.
Classic black women. Mm-hmm. 12 Cal. This is what I'm saying, brother. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's what's going on with, like, his New York Giants. Maybe. It's got to be something that triggered him to just start. It's different. It's different.
But that soundtrack was fire.
What?
Fire.
Come on, man.
It ain't no above the rim, but it's damn near.
It definitely ain't no above the rim. You correct on that one.
But it's damn near.
It's definitely not. It's definitely not Boomerang. You correct on that one.
No. Yeah.
Definitely. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, 12 Kyle, you got some splaining to do.
Or something. Something. Cause I don't know. We gonna leave him alone though. We're gonna leave 12 Kyle alone. Cause everybody is free to believe what they believe.
But we be clubbing.
We be clubbing. I love when a girl shakes something.
Don't pull nothing.
Don't pull nothing, nigga. We ain't frightened. Oh, get your club on. That was what? That was fire. El Fuego.
El Fuego.
El Fuego. Okay, so Britt said follow her that way. You know what I'm saying? And no stalking, just talking.
Mm-mm.
You know
It depends on what you're talking. Don't be in my DMs talking no bullshit.
Yeah, don't be in her DMs talking that bullshit, okay? Or the dog
shit. Talk about the show. Yeah, just talk about the show. That's it.
And if you want to be on the show, just, hey, to be on the show, y'all got to go through me because I gotta know if you have a personality or not, okay? Because I'm seeing a trend out there. Everybody got a podcast now. Everybody, they treating the podcast like the mixtape game, all right? And I see some of y'all niggas trying to get on a couple of shows before y'all start y'all on. It don't work like that. Some of y'all don't have the personality to be on some of these shows. Some of y'all just still need to look at YouTube clips, okay? Go do that. Go do that. And then come back and tell me what clips you watch, all right? Okay, the healing is in the water. That's it, Britt. Say bye to everybody.
Ta-ta, motherfuckers.
Nigga said ta-ta. Classic ta-ta.